Delhi, India, has been blanketed by toxic smog for more than a week. The government has halted construction and closed schools, and it has announced new steps to try to bring down air pollution levels. Beijing, China, is a city that knows more about smog than almost any other, but the Chinese government has been taking steps to reduce smog. And joining us now is Kevin Mo, who is the managing director of the Paulson Institute Representative Office in Beijing, where he's in charge of sustainable urbanization. Kevin, thanks for joining us.
Oh, you're welcome.
Well, it was just a couple weeks ago that Beijing issued a yellow alert for air pollution. That's the third highest warning level. How bad has it been this year in Beijing?
Well, it's kind of up and down. And in general, the air quality is improving, but still has a long way to go.
Well, it's improving in part probably because of some of the new environmental regulations that the government has adopted in order to cut down on pollution. What are some of the things that the Chinese have done here?
Yeah, there are several ways they're doing. Like in 2013, China published a action plan for air pollution prevention and control, which set out ambitious PM 2.5 reduction targets for key regions. For example, for Beijing, the 2017 target, which is next year, is for PM 2.5 level, has to be like dropped like 30% below 2012 levels. And in 2014, China revised its environmental protection law, which strengthened the authority of environmental protection agencies, required key emitters to disclose emissions data and increase penalties for violation. And most recently, they changed another regulation because, you know, usually local officials in China are appointed. So usually they stay in one city for 4 to 5 years and then appointed to another cities. In the previous cases, they are not responsible for bad policies that causes environmental pollutions. But now officials are held accountable lifetime for or policies that worsens environment.
And by the way, when you mention PM 2.5, what you're talking about is particles less than 2.5 micrometers in diameter, which pose the greatest health risks in terms of pollution. Beijing also wants to close about 2,500 highly polluting factories. Has it made progress in doing that?
Oh, yes. Beijing has made a lot of progress in that. Actually, they have moved out almost all high energy consuming and high polluting industries out of the cities. But the cities around Beijing are still having a lot of heavy industries of all these polluting plants. Then that still causes serious air pollution in Beijing.
What about coal? And how much coal consumption there is in China and how that affects pollution in Beijing?
Well, that's a very good question. China's coal use has actually flattened somewhat, and there is a considerable debate about the future directions of the coal industry and when coal consumption will peak. Some studies already said China's coal use has already peaked. It appeared that the slower economic growth and a shift away from heavy industry actually helped cut coal use. So right now, the average annual air pollution levels in China's largest cities have fallen significantly from 2 years ago, dropping about 10 to 15%. However, pollution in China's cities is still at dangerous levels, causing, according to some studies, like around 1 million premature deaths per year.
So, Kevin, we're talking to you from Beijing, but this week, Delhi, India, is the place dealing with the worst kind of smog. What would your advice be to the people in Delhi to deal with this smog in the way that perhaps Beijing has?
Well, there are a lot of measures can be taken. But first of all, I would say the main source for air pollution is really the heavy industries. I mean, you have to think about economic transition from those polluted industries to clean technology. That's one thing. Another thing is you probably want to reduce the coal use and also think about protect yourself, which means, I mean, for the general public, you have to check the air pollution as often as you check weather forecast. That has become a habit for Beijing residents.
That's Kevin Mo, who is managing director of the Paulson Institute Representative Office in Beijing, in charge of sustainable urbanization. Kevin, thank you for joining us.
Oh, thank you. Thank you very much.